RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twin Peaks, Kirby, and 59. Come check us out. We are at the Twin Peaks 59 Kirby location again. We'll be giving away Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards, Tomball Ford oil change, and two Texans-Colts tickets, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Come on out. Also, I want to remind everybody, Twin Peaks late night. Twin Peaks late night, open till 1 a.m. So whether you're sliding through for lunch and maybe hitting that happy hour, keep in mind, you can have a late night at the Peaks as well. I mean, it's I've heard fabulous things about it, so everybody seems to enjoy it. So come on through. If you can't get to this lodge, there's 5 lodges around the city. So slide through one and hang out for a while. Again, grab you one drink, grab you 10. Heck, it don't matter. Have you a good time and enjoy the views. The Rockets. The Rockets, they played a game out in L.A. last night, Sean.
And they did not look like they had 10 drinks before they played the Lakers. The Lakers look like they might have had 10 drinks.
Whatever the hell they had, do it again. 119, Lakers 96. Rockets 119, Lakers 96. And I'm going to tell you, that was an ass-whooping from jump. I mean, it was... I watched it pretty – I mean, maybe I slipped away for 10 or 15 minutes at a time. Sometimes when one of my little girls was acting a fool, I had to go handle – had to go be the disciplinarian. But
yeah.
But for the most part, man, I thought the Rockets ran them from start to finish, man. Amen Thompson was great with 26. Kevin Durant had 25. And it was a good outing, and we needed it. There's been a lot of mixed emotions around the Rockets, you know, given how they played recently. And I know, yeah. Sean, you outlined some stats in a sense of how many games they've dropped recently.
Well, look, I mean, before last night's game, they dropped 4-6, 5-7, and even deeper into context, I mean, people know that they've been watching this team. They've lost to some really bad teams.
Yeah.
Look, you're 0-2 against Denver this year. I can respect that. They played, you know, two really close games against those guys. But the losses here recently to Sacramento, to the Clippers, to Pelicans. The Pelicans, and many of these losses here during this stretch, this 6-game road trip from hell, 3 of them been in overtime. So there's even maybe a deeper question. It's not just who you're losing to, but it's also how you're losing, why you're losing, yeah. Why are you not coming into the clutch? This is part of the reason why you got Durant.
There were some bad teams, right? And you got lucky and you got warned in regulation and you still didn't have enough to pull it out in overtime.
So. Right. I know it's infuriated fans to a degree. And, you know, look, literally since day one, the same question's been asked. Okay, are the Rockets going to end up trading for a point guard? And, you know, what's this whole thing going to really look like? And all the while, up until the 6-game stretch, Clint, Rockets have played some damn good offensive basketball, and you know they've continued to dominate teams on the glass, which they did. Maybe the best performance all season against the Lakers yesterday. They had as many offensive rebounds as the Lakers did defensive rebounds last night. It was fantastic. And that's a team that's a pretty good squad. That's at home. It's Christmas Day. You showed up. They did not. You made them, you made their coach, like, basically tell the world on Christmas Day, I don't like my team. I think my team is not a good team. I think they're terrible, actually, today. And I don't think they care.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day. And when you can do that to the opposition, it is a great day. And that's what the Rockets did. They needed to play with that chip on their shoulder like they did last night. And now can you bottle that up and do that on the regular?
Well, I mean, the ceiling is high for this Rockets team. At least I think most folks think the ceiling's high. But there's also an issue with the floor dropping below expectation or dropping below what should be allowed, right? You mentioned kind of outlined some of the bad teams that they've lost to. There seems to be mixed emotions, especially in the city around the Rockets, depending on who you talk to. Kenny Smith, a former Rocket, which, by the way, I mean, in my opinion, the most entertaining show in probably all of sports, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you're right.
Is Kenny Smith and Shaq and Barkley and Ernie. Kenny Smith had a comment last night. Now, this was before the game, so maybe the game convinced him otherwise. But before the game, in the pregame lead-up, Kenny Smith said that with Fred VanVleet, the Rockets were the number one contender in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And now, whether you agree with that or disagree is not the point. He followed it up with, without him, they're just a contender. They're just in the pool of contenders. And I'm speculating a little bit here, but his point was, with Fred VanVleet, these dudes were arguably the best team coming out of the West. Without him, they're just one of the teams that's right. Playoff worthy, right? I came around on Fred VanVleet last year, obviously, with that playoff performance that was convincing.
Yeah.
But boy, I still didn't view Fred VanVleet as a player with this team that made them drop from number one to just kind of one of the guys.
Yeah.
Just kind of the group of Jags other than the contender.
I respect, like, Kenny and, Charles and Shaq, absolutely. All those guys, their thoughts. I mean, say what you will, and they do a lot of it for entertainment purposes or make you think they don't do a lot of it for entertainment purposes. But look, they know this game better than most of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Kenny Smith, let's just say, can tell you that, hey, with Fred VanVleet, this Rockets team is not just a contender, but it is a title contender. It is the team, not a team, but the team to beat. I believe him, but it's hard for me to...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
See the forest through the trees as it concerns Fred VanVleet, who has not been on the same court at the same time with Kevin Durant as a member of the Rockets. It was already a question, like, what's this offense in particular going to look like when KD does come in? Hey, so far so damn good, right? You're one of the top teams in all of the league in EPA, and the offensive numbers are great, as a culmination of things so far, right? Mm-hmm. Through just over the first quarter pole of the season. But I don't know that I can get there. Like, they're a competitive team. They are one of the teams that will compete against the Thunder for the West. There's no doubt about that in my mind. That's what you went out and got KD for. But I can't sit back and say, yeah, that's all they're missing. Fred VanVleet, you don't have to go out and get anybody else. Now, maybe Dorian Finney-Smith, you know, who made his debut last night, gives you reason to, you know, think that, you know what, this team, what they're missing in Fred VanVleet and do have in Kevin Durant but need more of is that veteran presence, that, you know, guy that is going to make the right play in crunch time, is going to be in the right spot offensively, defensively, in crunch time when the game is on the line. That's DFS. That's why you go out and get that guy. Not because he's the best shooter in the world, not because he's the best defender, though pretty damn good defender, right? And he only played 13 minutes last night, but you get him because you know what he can be with the right lineup. I can get there, but it's too damn early in the season, right, Clint, for you to say, like, oh, all the Rockets are is a Fred VanVleet away from being the team.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm with you in a sense of, I mean, I wouldn't make that statement, but if Kenny Smith makes that statement, then I got to believe there's some substance there. So, I tell you, you went deep in the direction of Fred VanVleet. To me, it's one now, okay, if we know he's not going to be there, how do we feel about the guys that are going to be expected to tote that water? I mean, how do we feel about the Reed Shepherd? How do we feel about, you know, Amen Thompson, who's expected to fill some of that role, who the shooting doesn't look like it's taking the next step? Like, how do you feel about those guys?
I don't know that one guy fixes what the Rockets are lacking offensively. And what they're lacking offensively, okay, look, I know. Bajani, what are you going to nitpick at now? Because they've been pretty dang good. Okay, well, guess what? Here recently, they've been really struggling from the three. Yeah. They didn't shoot it great last night. They only shot 33%. The night before, they were 31%, and they shot, like, a ton of them. All right? I don't like that. And this is something that they've honed in on. We're not going to shoot as many threes. We're going to attack the paint. We're going to find other ways to score because we have the guys that can do that. Okay, fine. Here's what I'm going to nitpick at. I don't know that one person, like, fixes what they're lacking offensively to take this team to another level. I think what they're lacking is a little bit of a different philosophy. Some of the rotational players, you can maybe get away with playing how you want to play when you go super big and Kevin Durant is on the floor and Alpi and you got all these options and Jabari and Amen. But teams here recently during the 6-game road trip have figured out how to kind of eliminate at least one third of that problem. They're double teaming Kevin Durant a lot and they're making other guys make shots. They're clogging up the paint. The help defense is good. They're switching on everything and it's going to become a problem. Can you play this way in the postseason? Or do you need that real, true blue point guard? Is that what Fred VanVleet can add to your team? Yes, maybe. And maybe now you've inserted another option for you because Tari Eason started last night for the first time
and
this season.
He started hot, too.
And he was really good.
I think he had 7 of the first 12 or 7 of the first 14.
Dude, he was really good. And he only made 16, 17 starts last season, right? This is not like his role, but maybe it needs to become his role until the Rockets can figure out what is going to work best. You know, can we, you know, show that we're versatile and flexible enough to, you know, match up with these different teams, throw a different look at them. I think that's what they have going for them. I don't know if Fred VanVleet's the guy, but maybe some combination of Eason in the lineup some nights, depending upon the matchups. Fred VanVleet, maybe he comes back towards the end of the season, makes a playoff run with you. Maybe Reed Shepherd takes the next step. That dude made a shot last night, dude, where he looked like Steph Curry. You know, it was like a dribble in, step back, pass out, get the ball back, and fade away three. Like, it was awesome. And they've got the tools. It's too early right now for me to say that they don't know what the hell to do with them. But they've got the potential, right? I think that's fair to say.
All right, we'll see. The Rockets, they win a big one last night on the road in L.A. What was it, 119-96. Again, Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant with big nights. And we'll see. We'll see if the Rockets, if their youngsters continue to develop, if they decide that they need to make a move, if they change philosophy the way that Bajani recommends. He's got the knife. He's ready to cut somebody, it sounds like. All right. Hey, it looks like big news in the college football ranks. It looks like Michigan's next head coach just fell in their lap. I love this hire for the Michigan Wolverines. We'll tell you who that is. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.